You're listening to the It's Her Time podcast with Cody and Jess. Hi, welcome back to the It's Her Time podcast. My name is Cody Sanders, and I'm a holistic health practitioner and functional nutritionist. And I love to be a woman's advocate when it comes to her health and helping her to understand how to improve all areas of her health. And today is going to be a really fun episode because we are going to talk about orgasms. Now, orgasms, we all know, are super fun, but did you know that they are actually very good for our health? There are a number of benefits of orgasm for women's health, and that is what we're going to dive into today. If you've been following me for a while, then you know that I'm a big fan of supporting women's holistic health, and women having orgasms is a big part of holistic health because of all of the amazing health benefits that orgasms can provide. So this is going to be super fun to get into today. But before we do, let's join Jess for a Mixers Girl Say. All right. On today's Mixers Girl Say, obviously over here at Mixers, our top selling product, top product that women need and yes, we tell everyone to be using is Her Time. And so we asked women, tell us your first time period stories.
Because we all have one.
We all have them. My daughter had a dance performance at a local amusement park. Of course, it then ended up being the first day she got her period.
Oh,
at an amusement park too.
I know.
Just like, I feel like you're not prepared.
No.
Hard to find stuff.
Couldn't be a day that she's just chilling at home.
And then a dance performance, costumes, stages.
Poor girl. Yeah.
I faked getting my first period so I could get my ears pierced because my mom said I could get my ears pierced when I was finally a woman. That's actually
genius.
So like the thought behind that. Like I
she
get
really
it.
Wanted those ears.
Yeah.
First.
Oh. I got mine at school and I was 10. My mom had to come get me because I had red spots on my butts. And the kids in my class thought I was going to die.
Oh, they were scared.
Oh my gosh.
10. It's so young, but it happens a lot more now these days.
New Year's Day at my aunt and uncle's house, and my uncle announced it to the entire family. Oh, fourth grade field trip.
Yeah. Never.
That's just not fun.
Nope.
First day of sixth grade, and I had to go to the front office, but I didn't know what to ask for because I had never been prepared.
Oh.
Oh.
I hope they just, some nice little nurse there just took you under her wing and helped you out.
This is funny. I was at the store with my dad and pointed to pads and said, I need those. And he said, those are for periods. And she goes, duh, I know. Like trying to be like telling him I started my period. I need those.
He's like, oh,
yeah.
Daddies don't ever want to think of their girls growing up.
Yeah,
right?
That's so true. I started in my very first Nutcracker rehearsal in my ballet tights and leotard. Oh, the costumes, the dancing, all the things.
Yeah.
We all have our first time stories and it happens to all of us.
Yeah. We live, we get through it and then we have a funny story to share.
Yeah. And I don't just have like first time period stories.
No.
I have like period stories that are like...
periods every month stories.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, enjoy the episode. Mixers is a company made for women by women. Each of our products have been carefully and lovingly crafted to support you in all stages of your life, providing you with the optimal health you deserve. Each ingredient we handpick is 100% all natural, backed by science, and chosen specifically to better your life physically, mentally, and hormonally. Each product empowers your body to take charge of its monthly hormonal shift and flows, empowering you to live life to the fullest. Let Mixers take care of your needs from sunup to sundown, and you take care of the rest. Check us out at mixers.com. M-I-X-H-E-R-S.
All right. Now, as I mentioned earlier, orgasms are more than just fun. They are so good for our health. So today, let's get into it and talk all about this sometimes taboo topic. Now, the first thing I want to do is just talk about all of the benefits, okay? So the first benefit I want to talk about is how orgasms can help to bump up our oxytocin levels. Now, oxytocin, which is the cuddle, bonding, or love hormone, as we usually call it, what it does is it combats stress like a champ, and it buffers against the negative effects of cortisol, which is a pro-aging hormone, and it protects our body from being bombarded with stress hormones. Now, many women are familiar with oxytocin as it relates to childbirth and breastfeeding, but what you don't need is a baby to get all of the benefits of this hormone. Because even though orgasms release oxytocin, also big long hugs do the same thing, which promotes bonding with your partner and social bonding just in general. The bonding we experience thanks to oxytocin is credited as a primary reason to the human species and how it has survived as long as it has. So, ladies, your orgasms are a part of why the entire human species has survived. So your orgasms are very important. And oxytocin helps us to hone our intuition, and it may just be the secret sauce that makes some women so successful in their lives. Again, orgasms for the win. All right, the number two benefit of orgasm is that orgasms help to increase circulation. Now, I sit a lot. Do you sit a lot? I feel like we all sit way too much. The reality is that many of us spend way too many hours sitting, and the problem actually starts when we are in grade school. No human, regardless of what your age is, especially if you are a child, should sit that long. And it is the cumulative years of sitting that can lead to muscle imbalances and decreased circulation in our pelvis. So yes, it is that bad. Now, we talked all about this in last week's episode, so you should definitely go back to listen to more about this if you haven't already, because it's super fascinating. And in last week's episode, we talked about all the ways that we can also help with our pelvic floor and how it can function better. So getting back to sitting, yes, it is the absolute worst, but orgasms can actually really help. Orgasms increase circulation to the pelvic floor organs, which means that all of those awesome nutrients that you are eating and drinking from your mixer's products can actually get to where they are needed. And the same is true for delivering your hormones to where you need them most. Now, I try to do, and I'm not perfect at this, but something I try to do is I set an alarm to go off every 30 minutes during the workday to avoid that sitting for too long. Now, when I hear the alarm, I stand up and I stretch and I try to move my pelvis without, you know, looking too embarrassing if anybody was to be watching me. Now, I've talked to some women, which I thought this was a really great idea, who said that they actually keep a hula hoop in their office and they'll just pull it out and have a little bit of fun every 30 minutes or so. And what that's doing is that's helping to get their blood flowing better. Now, hula hooping or hula dancing, belly dancing, or really any kind of activity that just gets your pelvis moving can really help here. And it makes moving a lot more fun too. Now, the third benefit is that sex can improve autoimmune disease. And I know we've got a lot of you ladies out there that are suffering with autoimmune issues. This is maybe probably my absolute favorite benefit of orgasm. Now, it turns out that sex turns out to be some amazing medicine for our immune health. So we should definitely make sure that it's on our to-do list as often as possible. This is a big reason why when a woman tells me that she has no libido or no interest in sex, and then she does everything she can to avoid it, I get worried. And because low libido is, it's a common thing for a lot of women, especially if you have autoimmune disease, but it's not normal, okay? And so that's why I'm definitely wanting to bring this up. The good news is that sex just might be the ticket to stop the autoimmune symptoms and what it can actually help to restore your libido. So how does this all work? Well, there's a lot of research that's showing that the immune system shifts to a more favorable for conception Th2 immune state in sexually active women. Now, these women were found to have normal Th1 as the egg was developing, but then shifted to accommodate pregnancy during their fertile window. Now, women who practiced abstinence or they didn't have sex or orgasms, they did not experience the same immune shift. So it tells us that there's a huge connection there. So let me break this down further and make it a little bit more easy to understand, because it's so important for me that you understand what is happening with all of this. Now, Th1, when I'm saying Th1, Th2, what I'm talking about is Th1 is the part of the immune system that fights anything that is not you. So things like viruses and bacteria, things like that. And sperm and baby are not you. So this mechanism could actually sabotage your chance of conception. Now, Th2 is much more tolerant of sperm and baby, which is why women who are pregnant experience a shift in their immune system that creates a state of Th2 dominance. Pretty cool, right? So how do orgasms help autoimmune disease? What is the connection between this? Well, the majority of autoimmune disease is driven by the Th1 system. So things like Hashimoto thyroiditis or type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis. All of these are examples of Th1 dominant autoimmune diseases. Now, anything that pushes Th1 to be more active can increase autoimmune symptoms. But on the other hand, increasing Th2 activity can help decrease the symptoms in patients that have conditions like this. All right, number four benefit of orgasms is that it can actually help us to have better menstrual cycles. Now, women who get busy weekly have normal menstrual cycles that last about an average of 28 days. Now, when sex is a little less frequent, then menses can be more sporadic. In studies of women having sex less frequently, menstrual cycles tended to be a lot shorter, which may be an indication of low progesterone and maybe estrogen dominance. It would seem that regular sexual activity can actually have a hormone balancing effect. Plus, orgasms can actually help with menstrual cramps. And I know that we've talked about this before, but it's such a win-win. The release of oxytocin and other endorphins help to reduce the symptoms of pain. All right. Now, the fifth benefit for having more orgasms is that it can absolutely help to improve fertility. Now, of course, more sex is going to improve your chances of becoming pregnant. It's just a numbers game. I get it. And I'm not, you know, saying that there's not a lot of that plays into it, but frequent intercourse not only ensures a more likely encounter for sperm and egg to meet, but it also does show that it improves a woman's overall fertility. Now, women with weekly sexual encounters have the highest incidence, which is about 90% of fertile type basal body temperature, BBT rhythms. If you're monitoring all of that, then you know what I'm talking about. Now, interestingly, the same study showed that celibacy was associated with the lowest fertile type. Women who have sex more regularly shift their immune system to be more tolerant of sperm to allow for conception. This shift will continue through pregnancy to accommodate baby and will not shift back again until after you've given birth. Okay, the sixth benefit of having more orgasms is that it is very helpful in reducing anxiety. There's some research that has shown that sexual activity can reduce anxiety-like behavior, and it can actually improve our brain health. Now, oxytocin, which we just talked about, is released during an orgasm. And what that does is it helps to reduce anxiety and it helps to reduce stress and has also been shown to be helpful in people who experience a lot of things like social anxiety. Now, the hormones released during orgasms also have a pain-relieving effect and they really help to promote relaxation. Okay, the seventh and a really cool benefit is that having more orgasms can actually help us to live longer. Now, DHEA, it's a hormone that is an anti-aging hormone that declines in all of us ladies beginning about in our mid to late 20s. I know, it's not fair. It happens to us a lot sooner than it happens to men. But the good news is that every orgasm and every time you get a sexually excited thought for that matter, helps to increase our DHEA. Now, DHEA improves our brain health and the appearance of our skin, and it helps to really support our immune function. And when it comes to the autoimmunity, DHEA has been shown to reduce antibodies and be protective for those of us that have autoimmune disease. Now, DHEA can act like a natural antidepressant, and it can really help to improve our moods overall. But the most exciting thing about DHEA and orgasms is this. It helps us to live longer. I feel like that's something that can't be ignored. Researchers have shown a 50% reduction in overall mortality in those with high orgasmic frequency. So yes, orgasms are saving lives all over the place. Now, number eight of all of the benefits is that it can help us to have healthier skin. Now, when we have an orgasm, what it does is it helps to release anti-inflammatory chemicals that can help to protect our skin and buffer against pro-aging hormones and environmental toxins. The increased circulation that we experience during sex also nourishes our skin and it creates a very glowy complexion. And who doesn't want that? All right. Number nine is that it's very helpful for those of us that have migraine. Orgasm can actually help with the pain relief. Sex has been shown to offer relief in those who suffer from migraines and cluster headaches. In one study, it was found that sexual activity led to partial or complete relief from their headache. It tends to be the pain-reducing and relaxing effects of the hormones that are released during orgasm that are actually what is providing the headache relief. Okay. number 10 benefit of having orgasm more often is that oxytocin helps us to sleep better. And when we have orgasms, we release more oxytocin. It's going to make us feel so good, so relaxed. It helps to reduce cortisol levels, which calms our mind, and it helps us then to be able to get into a restful and restorative sleep. Now, vasopressin is also released during an orgasm, which often accompanies the release of melatonin, our sleep hormone. Now, melatonin is a hormone that supports deep sleep and is very neuroprotective, or it protects our brain. And yes, that is part of the reason why men often can doze off so easily after sex, is because they have this flood of melatonin that goes through their system. Now, let's talk about how we can actually help to improve our libido and help to strengthen our orgasms, okay? Couple tips that I have for you. First one is, I'm going to suggest that you all try your best to eat a hormone-loving diet. So avoiding processed and inflammatory foods is absolutely key to improving your hormones. We all know that. And in addition, I recommend that women eat foods and enjoy supplements like with things like Her Greens and Her Hydration, because these supplements help to support circulation and they also help to support our natural detoxification pathways. Number two is that we really need to just kick stress out. Stress is a major mojo blocker, and nothing kills the mood more than stress. When stress is up, your body shifts hormones into a save your life mode or stressed out mode at the expense of your libido. In addition, the drop in progesterone that most women experience under chronic stress can make it difficult to actually achieve orgasm, which is not good at all. But orgasms and all of the wonderful anti-stress molecules that are released during orgasm are exactly what we need to combat this negative effects of the chronic stress that we're dealing with. Now, as you can imagine, this can become a vicious and very unfair cycle that keeps us feeling really frazzled and fatigued instead of vibrant and vivacious. So what are we supposed to do? What can we girls do to help with all of this? Okay, couple other tips that I have. First thing, I know this is going to be a no-brainer, but we do need to eliminate bad relationships. They might not be bad people, but that doesn't mean that these relationships aren't bad for our health. Unhealthy or stressful relationships are an absolute drain on our energy and can make our adrenals have to work double time. Now, I also wanted to bring something up like this too. I'm talking about faking it. Now, the other day, this is my second tip. The other day, I came across this meme and the comments under it were, there were tons of comments and they were funny and they made me laugh, but it made me also feel a little bit sad. Now, what the meme said is it said, "I have never faked it." And then it had the dot, dot, dot said, "No woman ever." Now, of course, funny, so funny. And like I said, I was a little bit shocked and a little saddened though, to see that it seemed like there were so many women who said that they related to this so much. That's why there were just so many comments under that meme. Now, I am not trying to make anybody feel ashamed if you have ever faked it. I totally understand that it feels like it's the nice thing to do for our partner at the time, maybe, or I've heard from some women that they feel like something must be terribly wrong with them because they don't feel or act like women that they have seen on TV or in movies who are portraying how climaxing feels to them. And so faking it saves them from embarrassment. But seriously, girls, it's not fair for us to compare ourselves with women who are actresses. Their job is to actually fake it on screen. So don't worry if you aren't acting exactly like them or in the same way. It's totally normal. What I want to tell you is do not fake it though, not even for a minute, because faking it in the bedroom translates to faking it in life. And all that means is settling for less than what all of us deserve. You do not need that. And we need you fully in your truth. That is how we change women's health and women's medicine for that matter. Okay, number three tip is to create a no drama zone. Now, those nagging thoughts that are replaying in your head, you know, all of the daily events and pondering the what ifs, they don't do your libido any favors. So I'm going to encourage you to be very gentle with yourself, because negative self-talk and all of the added drama that comes with it, we've all been there, will totally snuff your passion. And don't put up with anyone that is filling your life with their drama or anyone who reinforces your negative self-talk. Trust me, your hormones will thank you. Yeah, it is all connected, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago here on this podcast. Okay, my number four tip is to meditate. Okay, yes, I'm sure you've heard that before. basically in every single episode that I put out. But there's a reason that I talk about meditation so much. It's because it works and it doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to be consistent. So what I'm just going to say is aim for even just 5 minutes a day. And in a few weeks, you're going to notice that your stress isn't taking quite the toll that it did once before. Okay. Now, my fifth tip is that we really want to watch the exercise. Okay. The reason is exercise is awesome, but if your work is stress, life is full of stress, and then your exercise is stress, then all you've got in your life is just a whole lot of stress. So when stress is running high in all other aspects of your life, the last thing you need is to be running a marathon or overtraining in any way. In fact, that is a great way to fast track yourself into adrenal dysfunction. Instead, what I'm going to encourage you to do more of is to try things like gentle yoga. I love walking, Pilates, or just even dialing back on the intensity of your current exercise routine. So yes, like I said, exercise is good. We all need to do it, but training correctly for your body's needs is what is going to work best for you. Now, working with a functional personal trainer or exercise physiologist can help you find the exercise that best supports your needs. And I'm going to add there too, that if you can find a trainer that understands our infradian rhythm and knows how to design your workout program according to where you are in the month, even better. That's somebody that you should definitely hire because they can really help to support your overall health. Okay, number six, I'm going to recommend that you ditch the pill. Women using a hormonal contraceptive method experience less frequent sexual activity, arousal, pleasure, and orgasm, and more difficulty with lubrication. You heard that correctly. Women using hormonal contraceptives have less sex and they enjoy it much less. And who can blame them? Vaginal dryness and an inability to orgasm is not only frustrating, but it can be very painful too. Birth control pills increase proteins that bind to your testosterone and make it so your cells can't use it. With less testosterone in your system, your libido just plummets along with your mood and even your bone health. There's just a lot of negative things that come with using birth control. Now, testosterone is incredibly important in women's health. Unfortunately, women who are on the pill often have lower levels of testosterone available in their body. Okay, number seven tip is that we talked about DHEA earlier, but there is such thing as what's called a topical DHEA. Now, DHEA has been shown to improve vaginal lubrication. It also helps to improve pelvic floor muscles and the quality of your orgasms. So some women benefit from applying DHEA topically just right to the vagina. Now, DHEA is also beneficial in women who experience pain when they are having sex. I recommend having DHEA and other hormone testing done prior to beginning any type of hormone therapy. Having a complete hormone picture is super important in evaluating just your overall hormonal health. I always encourage the women that I used to work with in my private practice to test hormones first to determine if there is a need for DHEA. If a woman is experiencing the symptoms I'm describing and has low levels of DHEA or testosterone, then I often recommended to them that they would use DHEA suppositories as a prescription. And all you have to do is just ask your doctor about this. It's just good to know, and you can ask your doctor next time you go to see them. If you're experiencing vaginal dryness or low libido or pain with intercourse or urinary incontinence, then I also recommend having a lab, getting lab testing to understand why. What is the root cause? These inconvenient and sometimes really painful symptoms can be a sign of much bigger underlying issues. So you definitely want to just keep diving and try to learn as much as you can about what could be behind all of it. What is at the root? Okay, the eighth thing I recommend is that we need to try to do our best to balance estrogen levels. Now, estrogen dominance leaves us feeling things like crabby and cranky, and it doesn't make us feel sexy at all. But when estrogen is in excess, then what happens is it causes us to retain more water. It also causes us to have more painful and heavy periods. And it also makes it really hard for us to lose weight. So to help get estrogen back in business, what I recommend is three of our mixer's products to help with all of this. Now, first of all, I'm going to recommend Hertime. It will help to balance your estrogen and your progesterone and help to eliminate symptoms like bloating and heavy and long periods and all of the things like that. The things that make you feel less sexy. You guys know what I'm talking about. Then I'm going to also recommend that you try HerThrive, because what HerThrive helps to do is it helps to provide all of the benefits of estrogen through powerful phytoestrogens that are in the formula of HerThrive. For many women, their estrogen levels dip way too low and too fast. And this can really affect the lubrication, even their vaginal tone, and it has a big impact on their libido. Then last but absolutely not least, HerPleasure. Okay. Now HerPleasure is something that I know is super obvious because we're talking about orgasms. And honestly, I could say that this whole episode should be sponsored by HerPleasure because HerPleasure has been formulated specifically to support women and our sex drive. What it does is it helps to increase our free testosterone levels. It helps to heighten our sensitivity and it helps to strengthen orgasm. And it's made for each of us and our pleasure. That's why it's called that. There's a reason why it is absolutely one of Mixer's best-selling products because it works. And we have thousands of testimonials from all of you awesome women out there that are sharing. And I think that's super helpful because I feel like for too long, women just thought that it was normal to not enjoy orgasm or to not enjoy sex. And especially as we start to go into all of these different phases of our life, we just think this is just comes with like aging and it doesn't have to. We have tools. We have these supplements that can help supplement the diet that we're having and we're maybe missing some of these important nutrients that support all of this. Now, in closing today, the big takeaway from today's episode is that orgasms are really good for women. They're good for everybody, but they're especially good for us women. Orgasms are good for our health. Now, if you are struggling with your libido, then I'm going to just suggest to try to implement what we've talked all about today. And if you feel like you need to, then obviously you can go and seek help from a licensed women's health expert. There are some amazing health experts that are out there. We've had a few of them on this show before as guests. Go look through our we're like at 230 something episodes now. Go through our little library and find some of the episodes that we've done. We usually do them in the month of February because that's when we usually talk about sex most. But go and listen to some of these women's health experts or find one that lives close to you. Your low libido or loss of sexual pleasure can be a sign of a much deeper issue. And so having an expert like that just right there to help guide you can be so valuable. The more we know, the better health self-advocates we can be. Did you guys like this episode? Did it feel like it was too taboo? I tried to keep it as classy as I possibly could. If you think that you have some girls in your life that would also like this episode, can I ask you to please share it with the girls in your life? That would be so awesome. And we appreciate it so much whenever you do this. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate you being in this community. And I hope you know that. I look forward to these conversations every single week. We have super fun episodes all the time. I'm doing my best to bring us the best guests that are out there. And I'm so excited for some of the guests that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. They're incredible and they are true experts in their field. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, then what are you waiting for? Please go subscribe now. That way you won't ever miss an episode. We will just be waiting right here for you every single Tuesday whenever our podcast episode drops, ready on your favorite podcast platform and of course on the Mixer's YouTube channel as well. All right, until next time, I hope you all have a very happy and healthy week. Bye.